Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Lil Chris Mine of Rich Off Class is joining us for the first time today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also the upcoming anniversary for his mixtape, Sick of Being Patient 2. We're going to talk to him not only about when he first realized that he loves music, but also what it's been like for him to share it with the world, and also what may be coming up next for him. Lil Chris, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us, man.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, doing good. You know what? I normally don't have to practice so much on someone's name when I'm getting ready to do my interview. Did I say it correctly?
It's Lil Chris Mine.
Okay, I'll have to come back to it. I have to work on it. Well, look, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, congratulations to you on the upcoming anniversary for the mixtape. What does that feel like to know it's been almost a year since you first released Sick of Being Patient 2 and to see the way that people have responded to it?
Oh, man, it's amazing, man. It's like, it's like a critique on your own work almost, man, especially when you have people listen to it. You know, they keep about themselves, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? It just lets you know that you're doing something good. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I think, you know, all great things have a beginning, Lil Chris. When did you first realize the love of music for yourself? When did you know this was something that you wanted to do?
Oh, man, I was actually a late bloomer in the music thing, man. I can actually remember being, like, 10 years old and being in the fifth grade, and I couldn't even, like, do a class assignment on your favorite song. That was the assignment. And I couldn't do it because, well, I could, I did it, but, you know, so I didn't really have a favorite song because I wasn't into music. But it was around the age of 12, my little cousin, you know, he was more into music than I was, and we was hanging around each other a lot, and it was playing with the music. So, you know what I'm saying, it's like the love of music grew from there, you know, just playing around with it.
Right. Well, you know what was so interesting? When I was prepping for the segment with you, Lil Chris, you know, I got a chance to listen to the mixtape myself. It is available on datpiff.com, and we'll be reminding our listeners of that. One thing I noticed, though, that was really interesting to me was that it's so diverse. I mean, you kind of talk about a little bit of everything. You talk about life. You talk about having a good time. Do you think this is just a great representation of who you are as a person?
Of course, man. I am a diverse person, man. Like, I done, like, for the place I live, I done been all over my town, so I done seen pretty much everything, you know, and different people could see. So I think that just adds to my music. So, you know, I like to bring that into it myself.
And I think that's definitely one of the things that comes across. The single we're going to be listening to here on the program, I had to choose one that was, I think, the most fitting for our listeners here. And I think the Dream Chaser, we're going to be listening to that a little bit later. But again,
we'll
be reminding our listeners about how they can listen to the rest of it. You know, I want to talk about the other thing that really got me is that you are very lyrical. I mean, you're not so much on the bell that you really are on the words. I was listening to the words that you were using and how you really do play with words a lot. I mean, when did you first realize that gift of being able to take words and to kind of, you know, use them the way you wanted to kind of not only tell a story, but I think also to get people to thinking about things differently?
Well, I have to say that inspiration of, like, just wordplay in itself just comes from some of the favorite artists I used to listen to, you know, Lil Wayne, Big Metaphors. I'm not sure many people know Big L, you know what I'm saying? Big L was like the king of metaphors himself, you know. So that inspiration, I just took, you know what I'm saying, those guys inspired me to learn how to use words to say different messages, you know what I'm saying, just be creative with what you say. So.
Right. You know, I talk to artists on this program all the time, and, you know, I think, you know, music, just like a lot of other things, it can be very personal for some people. So for some, it's almost like, you know, telling their story. So it's almost like a journal that they're keeping and that the world's able to enjoy. Did you always know that you wanted to share your music with the world? Because it's one thing to actually be able to do music, but did you know that you always wanted to share it?
Oh, no, man. For a long time, a lot of people didn't even know I had this talent, man, because I was a... So afraid to let people know, man. I remember being in high school, you know, it was getting around that I could do this, and the teacher asked me, told me if I get up and rap in front of the whole class, that she'll give me an A for the term. I didn't do it, you know what I'm saying, just off being scared, letting people hear what I had to say. But now, you know, that's a different story.
So talk to us about the live experience. It's one thing to be in the studio, Lil Chris. What is it like for you to be up on a stage and to kind of feel that energy coming back at you? Can you kind of explain that for us?
I always tell people this, man. It's like once you get on stage and you have a microphone in your hand, you now have power and control of your audience. So whatever you do, they're going to have to watch no matter what it is. And it's just that's amazing in itself to have that kind of power over people, you know. That's why I feel like music is like the most powerful thing on earth.
Got
like
you.
it's amazing.
There you go. I think that is it, and I think it's great that you've been able to harness that power. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversation Live. Lil Chris Main is joining us, a rich off class. Did I get it better that time? I'm going to have to work on some more, man.
You pretty much got it, man.
All right, good. So he's celebrating the upcoming release of the anniversary of Sick of Being Patient 2. We'll tell you guys here in a moment how you guys can get it for yourself, as well as, of course, about new music that he's doing. Let's talk about social media, because you, like the rest of the world, you're on Facebook, Twitter, these other sites. What is that like for you? It's one thing for you to kind of be able to connect with people in your area. What is it like for you to literally connect with the world thanks to the Internet?
Oh, that's a different thing, too, because I feel like how I've been feeling lately is, you know, say I do music more to the region that I live in. But when you're able to reach these other places, these other cities, like via social networks, you know what I'm saying, you get feedback from, you know what I'm saying, different ears, you know.
Right.
So that's really helpful in music too, you know. I just want to be able to, I want everybody to be able to hear my stuff. So
yeah,
their feedback is just as good as any too.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I think, you know, and I've said it before on, especially on Facebook, Lil Chris, I think that the worst thing you could do these days is to limit yourself to where you live, because the world is
exactly
really at your feet. And I think that is the thing. I mean, you could really take advantage of that and build an audience that is, you know, bigger than anything you've seen, you know, instead of just looking at what's in front of you. And I think that's one of the great things about it, too. Going back to the mixtape, Sick of Being Patient, too, you know, the other thing I wanted to talk about with that before we listen to the track, The Dream Chaser, mm-hmm. is that it's very obvious that you have built your confidence. Where did that confidence come from? Or is it something, does music give you that confidence?
I say the feedback, man. Like I say, not to sound cocky, but I pretty much always known that I had this talent and this love for music, you know what I'm saying? But the feedback is the biggest part, because it's like I will continue doing music no matter what. But, you know what I'm saying, the more people tell you that you sound a certain, you know what I'm saying, they like your stuff, then it's like it just makes you want to put more out there. So, you know what I'm saying, that confidence definitely comes back from the fans.
Right. So talk to us about The Dream Chaser. How did that particular track come about?
Well, this was actually the first track that I have done since I had joined the group Rich Off Class.
Okay.
I had just met up with the homie Richard Oasis, who is the founder of Rich Off Class. And, like, me and him, we had been doing tracks. Well, we had been trying to do tracks for the longest. And I finally, like, we finally just got in the studio. We linked up with Lisa Lovely, who was also a part of Rich Off Class at the time. And I told them I had a track that I had been working on. It was sort of about my life, you know what I'm saying, what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying, I'm chasing the dream myself. And everybody was digging it, so, you know, we all kind of just went in and did what we do.
Gotcha. Well, the result is the single, The Dream Chaser, from Sick of Being Patient 2. Here is that song. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Lil Chris right after this.
Place. I swear I feel like I'm the best in the worst way. You're selling it vision of a prophet. I'm headed to the top, and that's my only trending topic. And I feel like Dr. King, cause I'm marching for my dream until the mission is accomplished. Yeah, I can see it like it's right there. Trying to shine like the stars in the night air. To see your dreams come true, that's a sight there. Life without a dream is just a living nightmare.
TVLeeProductions.com.
Me thinking I gotta make it, cause this is far from my dreams. When will I awaken? Success in my life is looking permanently vacant. That's a huge blemish, but I'll just have to face it. Hard to stay patient when the devil's so adjacent, especially when you dream racing so they can become nascent. Got success in my eyes, but no one else can see. Well, I made a decision that was best for me. Or you, ironic when others lost in their lives and they try to be a god, giving you advice, think they doing you a favor, and when you don't do it, that's when they slowly turn to haters. Miles on y'all money drive, giving y'all a distance. They get sick stomachs when they see a good persistence, that they cook up something greasy that'll eat your existence. Keep dreaming, I ain't sleepy, I'm daydreaming about the riches.
TVLeeProductions.com.
In hard times, hardcore skateboard. I got on a hard grind, trying to shine like the moon while living in dark times. Feeling like it's all up to me. Got three little brothers looking all up to me. If you want blast to the back, then I'll be all that you can see. Life is like an iPhone, you gotta call it how you see. Take a stand while you up before you fall. What you see, let the cause be because you want it all, so no sleep. Try to ball like you tall, even if you both feet. If I fall, never crawl, get back up on both feet. Dust myself off and try again. Yeah, that's words to Aaliyah. Die before I follow, I was born to be a leader. My voice is being heard and they telling me to speak up. It's time for me to speed up.
TVLeeProductions.com.
That was Lil Chris Mine with Dream Chaser right here on Conversations Live from his mixtape Sick of Being Patient 2. We've been talking to Lil Chris not only about the project, but also what it's been like for him to share his love of music with the world. One of the things he said in that song, Lil Chris, I wanted to talk to you about, is about those looking up to you. Has that become something that's more real to you now, that as you've been, you know, doing the music over this period of time and, you know, the buzz is building, that you do have people watching you that are learning from you, and also, of course, you know, trying to follow the path that you've been on?
Oh, definitely, man. Like that particular line was actually about my three little brothers, you know, and I am the oldest of four, so it's like realizing the fact that I have these three just watching me as in life itself, you know what I'm saying? They want to see me, they need to see me, you know what I'm saying, progress in anything I do. So they can have the influence to progress in anything they do. So that's something else that inspires me to keep going with the music. My one of my brothers, he's actually my hype man, you know. He once told me one time, because he's got into music himself now. He once told me, you know what I'm saying, you are the reason that I do this music now. And that you know what I'm saying, that touched me right there, you know. That's good.
Yeah. So what type of responsibility does that make you feel? I mean, since you know that you have not only family that are looking up to you and that are wanting to see you succeed, Lil Chris, but also others as well, either in your community or even people that you've networked with online. What type of responsibility does that make you feel in that particular case?
Pretty much, man, since that I am being watched like this, you know, so I just need to make sure I do everything right myself, you know. If anybody's going to be following me, then I need to be a great leader.
Right.
With those responsibilities, like, you know what I'm saying, just trying to stay out of trouble, putting out a positive message, and making sure everybody have fun.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's the thing. And I think, again, all of that comes through in this project. So, again, congratulations to you on the anniversary coming up on the 21st. Again, sick of being patient, too. So I'm sure people are already asking you, when is the next one coming out? Are you already working on new music?
Yes, man. I'm working on quite a few projects, as a matter of fact. Me and my producer, and, you know, he's a part of a group called Red Planet. That's Hotel Slow Steps. He produced like 99% of everything that's on Sick of Being Patient, too.
Okay.
But we're actually working on a joint project known as Great Minds. We got quite a few tracks done off that already. I am starting to write on Sick of Being Patient 3, but I'm also writing on an album that's going to be called The 821 Theory.
Cool.
So, yeah, I got quite a few. Rich Off Class, we're going to be dropping a project soon. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff we're working on.
All right. So how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as, of course, you know, be able to keep up with the upcoming projects as well?
Well, of course, man, everything that's social media related is Lil Chris Maine. That's LilChrisManne. That's Twitter. That's my Facebook fan page. Class Clown for Instagram. I think that's pretty much it for social media.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So again, they can just stay in contact with you there, of course, and that'll lead them to what's coming up next. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Sick of Being Patient 2 is available on datpiff.com, so they can definitely be able to find it there. Well, man, congratulations to you, man, on the, you know, on the anniversary and also the, you know, the great things you're doing with the music. And look forward to staying in contact with you, Lil Chris.
Look forward to talking to you again, man.
All right, man. We'll definitely make it happen. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Lil Chris, don't worry. You can catch the podcast of this conversation about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we did you guys a favor. We actually tagged Lil Chris on both. So you guys can go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find on the left-hand side of your screen. Again, we want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of our program. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.